Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. We are going to talk to the CEO of our Atlanta Hawks. It's been a big couple of weeks for our Hawks, who made some hires in the front office. And we've got a bunch of stuff to talk to about with Steve Konen. As a matter of fact, he's on the line. Let's get to it here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell. Mike and I are going to be down at State Farm for the draft. Draft night, guys, as we'll find out what our Hawks are going to do. But they've been busy as of late. Steve Konen, Hawks CEO, joins us on a weekly basis. He's been gone or out of town or whatever has been going on with them business the last couple of weeks. And, Steve, we appreciate you jumping back on with us. Let's start, and how are you first and foremost, but let's start with the hires in the front office. A lot of people have been talking about this in the NBA. Bryson Graham from the Pelicans comes over as the team's senior VP of basketball ops. And then we hire Peter Dinwiddie as senior vice president of strategy and analytics. What's the front office structure, and how did you guys go about this process of bringing these gentlemen in?
Well, first of all, good to be back. I have been gone the last couple of weeks visiting Japan and China and Hong Kong. So
wow.
It's been a really nice break. From you.
Interesting. Well, look, from us.
We love Puffy K.
We want to hear about that trip, but that sounds amazing. But how did you guys go about making the decision? Because I know you had a lot of candidates that you guys spoke with.
Yeah, I mean, we want to continue to build on our front office. We're Ansi Sala, who is now our general manager. We wanted to make sure he was supported and had people working with him that could help, you know, define the vision of the Hawks and bring us the talent and players that we need to compete. And we think the world of Bryson, very experienced executive. He was a general manager in New Orleans. And Peter with the 76ers, and they wanted to join us because they see what our core looks like, and we're a team on the rise, and let's not forget what a great city Atlanta is. So they are already here and doing scouting, as we've had players in all week.
So when you're looking at this this group, again, Steve, is one vision, or are you trying to get multiple ideas, as many eyes on the situation as possible?
Well, one vision, but multiple ideas and multiple thoughts. And, you know, we like to say oysters make pearl when they're irritated. Let's go mix it up and look at, you know, what we need and what we can do and what the possibility and the free agent market, the draft market, the trade market. So we're into it, man. We're into it. It's coming up really quickly.
Steve, as you know, a lot of rumors out there about what we may or may not do, what people want to see us do, potential players that could be traded. Do you think where we're at right now that this is potentially going to go down, you know, with the draft, or it's going to be a long offseason to kind of assess where we're at and what we want to do?
I think it's all of the above. I mean, you know, we've talked for years on this program that it takes two to tango. And I think for the first time, the reality of this CBA that we've been talking about with the second first apron and second apron is going to cause a tremendous amount of movement. Right now, you really haven't seen any. It looks like Giannis is going to stay in Milwaukee, but it looks like Kevin Durant might be on the move. And so you got to see where those pieces go. So it's literally like a giant jigsaw puzzle through the league. But I think the next week is really going to heat up. You know, when we talk next Friday, I doubt a lot has been done, but it will shortly thereafter, I think, really, really be an active trade period because you have a tremendous amount of teams in the tax being penalized that just because they're in the tax didn't mean success. And now you look at Indiana and OKC, neither in the tax. And I think a lot of owners are saying to their teams, what are we doing? And it should be really interesting. I think we're in a great position. We've got flexibility with financials. We've got a really smart brain trust coming in. So I'm excited and looking forward to seeing what unfolds over the next 10 days.
It's our man, Steve Kuhnen, guys, Hawks CEO here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We're live from the Lazy Dog here at Perimeter. Steve, trades potentially, would a guy like Jalen Johnson be untouchable in your mind?
You know, I mean, we haven't had that kind of conversation. I think you look at our very young core, but if somebody offered us Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, do we say, I'm sorry. I think that's really not a great... You know, there's not a great way to answer that question because I don't want, you know, Hawk CEO says nobody's, you know, untouchable. So yeah. I really don't
the
want
Hawks
to do
Hawks
that.
Hawks for life. Things,
right.
Right.
I
things
think he's
the really
Hawk
well.
For life.
Don't make me screw it up. Right.
Yes.
Right.
Steve, let me ask you about this NBA Finals. Two small market teams, you know, we all get caught up in this. I don't. I just feel like the NBA, there's parity, and it's great. And the fact that OKC can be in this, you know, that speaks volumes where the league is. But then you say, all right, well, who wants to watch Indiana? And Mike and I said this before the finals. Like, that's the narrative, right, around the country. But the reality is this is what it's supposed to be. I don't want to see L.A. and New York or L.A. and Boston every damn year. I want to have parity, and I think the NBA has achieved that, and I think it's only going to get better with what you're talking about with these aprons and the way teams have to spend.
We have. We'll have our seventh different champion in 7 years. The funny part is, for 14 years, I looked at TV ratings every morning, 7 days a week. And now I've got my mother asking me, why are the ratings doing what they're doing? And it's like, what are you talking about? You know, I mean... Ratings are just a snapshot of a moment in time. And first of all the out-of-house watching is not reported yet. The streaming's not reported yet, blah, 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 blah. But it becomes a narrative and it becomes a headline. And I've seen, you know, our commissioner, Adam Silver, answer it elegantly but frustrated. You've got, I believe, really good basketball being played. I've enjoyed every one of the games. I've really enjoyed watching Indiana. I mean, look, let's put our sports betting hats on for a minute, Mike. They're one of the biggest underdogs in the history of the NBA. I mean, I'm sure Mike Bell is sitting there holding a golden ticket. But, you know, nobody thought Indiana would be competitive. I'm listening to a Bill Simmons podcast. He's like, yeah, I think I'll take them in five. It'll probably be a sweep. Well, it might go in five, but it's not going to go with OKC in five. That we can count on.
Right. I mean, as we said, there's some great sports being played, but no one's watching it. Speaking of the NHL, I know this isn't your neck of the woods, but Steve, it's on TNT. Would it be doing better if it was on ABC or Fox?
I'm not responsible. I've been gone 11 years.
I was going to say, I mean, if you're a hockey fan, even a casual fan, what is a casual fan? I want goals. You're averaging like 8-9 goals a game in this series. It's action. Yeah. There's everything. There's fisticuffs, and they can't buy ratings right now, literally, at the NHL.
Well, you know, the game has always struggled to translate to TV. I don't know. You have to be a person of a certain age to remember when Fox lit the puck, and so you could follow it. Well, that's exacerbating a problem right there. Why do I have these trails all over my screen? Am I tripping? No, you're watching hockey on Fox.
Hey, by the way, speaking of hockey, We had a lot of conversations, Steve.
That was horrible. Thank you for bailing me out, Mike.
No, I just took it and ran with it. But, Steve, we know that there's an arena. Vernon Krause is putting some information out there about, you know, like we're viable. And the board said, yeah, we'll do it. You know, Forsyth County is willing to, you know, get things cooking. Do you think, and this is nothing to do, I know you're a little bit maybe prejudiced towards State Farm Arena. Do you think the NHL would be cool with an arena that far from Hartsfield-Jackson?
I can't speak for them. I also know $225 million is, you know, a very generous contribution from Forsyth County, but I think the price of arenas and teams and all of those things are wildly expensive, and so, you know, we'll see. I'm watching as intently as, you know, you are. I do think the decline in regional television, which used to be one of the most powerful economic tools a team has, and you see it now with FanDuel TV has been lifted to another tier and people have cut the cord. I think right. It's going to be a real challenge to make economics work for any kind of, you know, new building, new team. But, you know, Vernon Krause is an awful smart fella, so I'm not underestimating anybody.
Would Tony Ressler have any interest in the NHL?
Well, let me give you his number, 1-800.
No, I'm just saying, if the NHL wanted a footprint that are always pre-existing, going back to the old Phillips Arena days, and a guy with a vibrant potential real estate thing cooking, with that area is going to be pretty hopping with the Atlantic Yards. I'm just saying. I mean, a lot of fans are wondering, is that, I know that a lot of fans, you know, from the northern burbs might have a problem with it being back downtown. Just float it out there, boss.
Yeah, it's a good question. It is called Centennial Yards. But Atlantic Yards,
it came in second. Atlantic Station, Centennial Yards.
Yeah. Right. If they had a baby, that's what we're building. And it's going to be amazing. I can't speak on any of those kind of things, Mike, but I appreciate you asking. It's very, very kind of you.
Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO. That would be a no comment.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, thank you for that phrase, because I'm going to tell my agent next time that we're negotiating. Ratings are just a snapshot of time. I love it. Steve, you have sold me on this, and I will let my agent know that that's where we're going. Right. Hey, man, let me ask you about, as we're talking about the Hawks and the future and where this is going. We know that apparently the Knicks reached out. The reports were that they wanted to interview Quinn Snyder. You guys said no. But that's been the case with the Knicks reaching out to various teams. Can you just tell us about that process? Not they call and basically just ask permission? How does that work? Because
yeah, that's exactly
contract.
What it is.
Okay.
General manager calls and asks permission to the respective team's general manager. And I think the Knicks have talked to Dallas, Atlanta, Miami, Sacramento, Memphis, OKC. You can stop me anytime.
Everybody.
Well, Carl, yeah. You said they called Coach Carter.
They did. They did. And the fictional Coach Carter. Yeah, look, it feels like they've called
everybody.
We
answer the phone and we go, no. And we hang up.
And it's that simple. Okay. All right. Because Mike and I were talking about Quinn and you know, the belief in the organization about him. I'm not saying that other teams don't have the same belief, but when you deny those requests, it gives you the confidence that, hey, there's a belief here that we think we can, you know, really win big. And if you let him...
We have a terrific top coach. Why would we ever want to let him go?
Well, here's my other question, Steve. If you do, or teams allow coaches to interview, then does it become, can you top... Like, if he gets an offer, is that how that also works? And that's why a lot of teams refuse?
No, usually it would be a trade. I mean, remember, they don't ask for permission to hire him. They ask for permission to talk to them.
Talk to him. Correct. Right.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So that is not a hire. It's literally a conversation.
That could lead to something, and it didn't.
Something, but it's still the contractual rights remain with the team. And I don't know. There's some actually really good coaches out there. Taylor Jenkins, I think, is extremely talented, the former coach of Memphis. And Mike Budenholzer's won a championship, and we saw what he's done here with the best season the Hawks ever had. So I think there's plenty of opportunity for the Knicks to find somebody that'll be perfect for them, because we really could care less.
I agree.
Carl, right. We got breaking news right on the cusp of Steve here. The Knicks have hired Jackie Moon from the Flint Tropics as their player coach.
That was good.
Hey, Steve, real quick, best part of your trip? Best part of your trip? You just got back.
The best part's getting back to Atlanta, but the best place, I was very, very impressed with Shanghai. I thought it was a very cool, very modern city that absolutely exceeded my expectations, which, you know, probably were lower than because we all hear about, you know, what it's like. And again, I would never want to be a resident, but a visitor was tremendous amount of fun and really with quite the incredible architecture, lovely, nice people, and it was a lot of fun. I was really, really pleased. Tokyo is a great city. All of these cities are really quiet. You know, electric cars, nobody's blowing the horn. It's very, very not like the U.S. And Hong Kong is a very cool place. So my wife and I had a tremendous time. We went with some other friends, and it was the trip of a lifetime. And I'm happy to be back, and it's 13 hours difference. I would get up at 7:30 in the morning, go to my NBA app and watch the games, you know, and have a little breakfast. So it was fun, and there's no place like home.
No place.
Right on.
Steve Coonan, thank you. We'll talk to you next week. We're counting down to the NBA draft, guys. As I said, Mike and I will be down at State Farm getting you ready for that night. We'll tell you more details. Steve, have a great weekend. Thank you, and glad you're back.
All right, guys. Be well. We'll talk soon.
Hey, I had to ask, right, about the hockey. Throw it out there.
No, Mike. Listen. Yeah. It's this. Where there's smoke.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's fire. There's too much conversation and foresight, whether we like it or not. There's the reality. They've given the land, the money.
Right.
There's some movement there. I think Steve's being reluctant because maybe there's more to it on their end, and I'm not saying there. I'm talking about Tony Ressler. Then maybe, you know, they're leading on.
They still have the dimensions for hockey at State Farm Arena.
All right, man. We are live at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. We're coming back 5 o'clock hour straight ahead. We're going to get you caught up on the latest, not only at the U.S. Open. Also, we're going to talk with Grant as the Braves start a series against the Rockies tonight. Big series. We'll get into all of that, man. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.